My guest today is Sean Obnoxious from the blog Thwart. Sean, thanks for joining me.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So you focus primarily on local music in the greater Cincinnati area.
Always have.
How did that start?
It started basically when I began to read zines. And every zine that I read had something to do with their scene. So I thought it was only natural to talk about local music in mine.
And how long have you been doing that?
I started doing zines in 1991. And I've done other things on and off, including new subjects and the blog Thwart ever since then.
You use the term scene. How have you seen the Cincinnati scene change in those years?
Well, used to, you could write a partial discography depending on the genre you like. Like, okay, these are all the punk records that's been released. Now you can't. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
There's just so many?
Yeah. There's too many. They're everywhere with Bandcamp and everything. There's no way. It's impossible to do.
Well, and I was going to ask you, how has technology changed that universe? I mean, everyone and their brother has access to the internet. They can record an album on their computer. They can mix it, and they can release it, like you said, on Bandcamp or some other online outfit. So pretty much anyone with the right tools could become a producer.
Yeah, technology is a double-edged sword, you know, so you can do all that, but just because you can do it don't mean you should. I think that people benefit if they work with more people, you know, the filtering of ideas. Devo now could just be one guy, but they benefited by having more members. So for all the people that just want to do stuff in their house, that's fine, but they should really try to work with people too.
Well, I also think that cream rises to the top, regardless of how it's being done. And you see young, very talented musicians and producers rising to the forefront. I'm thinking of people like John Hoffman.
Oh, absolutely. Big fan.
Jerry Queen.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful producers, engineers, and musicians as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What aspect of the music scene do you find yourself most interested in?
Camaraderie. Ever since I started doing the news subjects or started writing about music in general, one of the things I like the most is that you can meet someone through music and you can meet someone through your talents. But the thing is, if you meet them and it matters, you're going to be their friends for a very long time. I've met so many people from writing about Cincinnati, writing about other things, doing freelance writing. I've met a lot of people and our friendships stick. You know that's so when a band comes in town that you really like, they stay at your house, and you look more forward about getting back to the house and drinking beer with them mm-hmm. rather than just kind of seeing them play.
For you yourself personally, would you rather see some band in somebody's basement, or would you rather go to a music festival type situation?
I tend to stay away from music festivals. One, they cost money. Two, rather uncomfortable. I like seeing stuff in basements. If I could get into a festival, I would go see one. But it's just, I kind of like a more intimate setting. Woodward Theater would be about the biggest I'd kind of like to get.
Well, Woodward has become a wonderful venue in town.
Yeah.
And there's lots of excellent venues. We've lost a few in the recent years, but several have come on board to replace them and even surpass them in some aspects. Like you said, the Woodward.
Southgate House Revival, Northside Tavern.
And what used to be Mayday.
The Yacht Club, yes. Stuart McKenzie.
And the other thing about festivals is I also feel like sometimes you're seeing someone else's curated list of bands, whereas in a more, like you said, intimate setting, you often have a collection of bands that share that camaraderie, have that friendship, and often are very similar in style and makeup.
Absolutely. But it shouldn't be limited to just that. Being in a band myself, I'm in a punk band. I like to play with all kinds of other bands, played with metal bands, Chocolate Horse. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they were a good example of a band that wasn't necessarily punk, but they were great live and great to share a stage
again,
with.
Again, a great collection of musicians, yeah. Very eclectic sound. You
yeah.
had your traditional drums and guitars, but you also had the, I guess it was a vibraphone
mm-hmm.
on stage with them. And I know many of the members of that band and great musicians, great people.
I agree.
For you personally, again, how has growing up and becoming, you're a father now, right?
Yeah, I'm a dad.
How has that changed your ability to go to shows and your ability to stay in touch with the local scene?
Well, getting older in general really affects that, you know, because you don't have the health you once used to. You don't have the stamina, but you always got to think of your family first. You know, you got to think, I have a daughter. You got to think of daughter first. You got to think of your wife. you know, and you got to make sure everything's cool there before you go elsewhere, you know. And so I don't get out to see shows as much as I'd like to. I don't have the energy to do it, nor sometimes it doesn't really take money to see shows in Cincinnati, but sometimes it's a factor of gas, you know, getting out of the suburbs and stuff like that. But it's changed, but it's not going to eliminate. It's not going to stop me from ever seeing a show I want to see.
So do you find that you're being a lot more selective in the shows that you go see?
Yeah, naturally, you become more selective. You just can't go to every basement show that you want to. So I try to at least go to one show a month, and I look at them, I research them, you know, what bands do I really want to see? And great shows still slip through my fingers that I really wanted to see. X Blank X played at the Yacht Club, totally slipped in under my radar, and they put on a great show, you know, or so I hear.
Well, you're very well connected to the local scene, I'd like to think. So what new and upcoming bands are on your radar that everyone should know about?
Well, I recently heard a Sacred Spirit song that I thought was really cool. I recently got a Mudlark CD that I'm covering on Thwart. It's a really, really good CD. And Tiger Lilies, I recently reviewed them and really like what they're doing. I like the way that they're still around and they're still growing and still putting out music that, you know, I want to listen to. And Subsets, you know, I worry about them maybe not playing any more shows, worry greatly, maybe worry too much.
Well, and then I find out that artists like Wonky Tonk, now she's saying this is her last performance.
No musician ever says this is their last thing. They always come back. They'll do something new, maybe take a break, chill out, eat some cheese conies or something. They'll come back.
I barely got a chance to know her. Now she's, you know, claiming that she's moving on. But going back to the sense of camaraderie, we have excellent musicians in town. We, as we said, have excellent producers and engineers in town. We also have some great record labels in town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of Torn Light.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Freytree.
Yeah.
Other people like that who just have a passion for making music and getting it out there.
Yeah, Jerry Durr, especially with Freytree or Freytree or however it's pronounced, you know, he consistently sends me records to review. He doesn't ask for reviews. He says, if you have time to write about them, that's really cool. And he always like sends all the full packaging with them and everything. I recently got a Staple Maves, I believe it is, or
Maple Staves.
Yeah, Maple Stave. I got that to review. AM Nice record, which I'm really, really liking.
I just was listening to that as well. It's a really great album.
Yeah. And Torn Light, I haven't heard too much of their stuff, but man, Alex York, wow, what a guy.
Exactly, yes.
What a guy.
And again, just great guys who just want to help out the scene.
And we can't forget Shake It.
Of course, right.
Can't forget them.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Sean Obnoxious from the music blog Thwart. You can find a link to his blog and more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.